Hell yes, I'm ready for some football. Man, we've been waiting and it's here. Boy, that was a fast off season. Woody, that seemed like it was super fast this off season. Huh?
Did it?
Oh, man, I felt like we just had OTAs and mini camps. And
I felt like there's been a lot of ripping, a lot of culture talk.
I'm ready
for football, man.
So the sport between the drama and the moves by every team and what just happened in Dallas, giving us Jerry Jones and the big trade with Micah Parsons and all those things, I just feel like this league just keeps giving to our business. It just keeps giving and giving.
It's been a juicy offseason.
Yeah, it gives you drama.
We were getting ripped driving in this morning on the radio. Like, it's time to play some games, man.
Yeah. But
a lot of ripping been going on.
Yeah, and coverage, the media's coverage sucks, and we do this and that. No, it's everybody. It's beautiful. Everybody's in it, you know. And
the red zone outrage yesterday.
The red zone outrage. And now, and then they came out and said, oh, it's not as bad as it sounds. I know. I know what he said. I know what Scott Hansen said when he went on McAfee's show. But it's really, it's not that bad. It's kind of bad, but... you're not going to miss anything. You're not.
Sure.
But we are going to make some extra money on some spots. Why your ass is also paying for it.
McAfee goes on. Oh, no one's going to care about commercials or red zone.
Hey, listen, man. God bless. Hey, we all got a little company, man, in us. No matter how you come across, and every guy, I do what I want. Nobody tells me anything. Nobody's ever said a word to me. Well, you know, they are taking care of me pretty good, and I'm reminded of that. So, you know, I get it. And, hey, it's always easy, you know, to sit up there. No, it's not a big deal. You still get your red zone, a couple of commercials thrown in there. And so they came out and said, hey, listen, if it's a huge play, we want to let you know we're not going away from it. And, you know, it's a big play in the game late in the fourth. It's for the winner. And we're not going to go, hey, we'll be back in 2 minutes. We're not doing that. Hey, by the way, we got a lot of good stuff going on tonight's about ratings. I don't know how good the game's going to be, but NBC will be the big winner. When this all said, besides the team that wins, NBC will be the big winner. They get the Thursday night football game, Cowboys at Eagles. Cowboys bad, Cowboys really good, which they haven't been in a long time. Cowboys just good. It's all, listen, their fan base, they make a difference. They get big ratings. And so we get to see Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts, and a lot of talk, I guess, tonight about Micah Parsons, right? There'll be a little Micah Parsons conversation in there. You know what happens if there's the pass rush is not very good. And of course, they got to go against this Eagles offensive line. So they're going, wow, they didn't get there. So another completion. And, man, Micah Parsons, how much do they miss him? Does that pop up tonight?
That guy's going to run for 150 yards, right? And they're going to play in Dallas the next morning. They're going to play all those clips of Jerry talking about how we got to stop the run. And that's why
they better be good against the run, because, you know, they're talking about the guy they got in the middle.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one tonight.
So anyway, hey, listen, we got that, and if that's not enough, like I said, Kansas City's going to play Friday night. We get to see the team that lost in the Super Bowl back again to see if they're still the best team in the AFC, and that starts, and if that's not good enough this weekend, I don't know how it happened, but NBC, their second game Sunday night, somehow they get not only the kick, well, they get kickoff game every year, and they get their Sunday night games, obviously. They're going to have Baltimore going to Buffalo. And a lot of people think those are, you know, along with Kansas City, the three best teams. I don't know. Is Denver making a little bit of a run? Is it four in that group? And we'll find out who else wants to jump in that party and make a run at this thing. Colts and Fins, both 8-9 last year. Tua versus Daniel Jones. I tell you, man, starting with that matchup, that's whatever else happens. And I do want to say this, the Colts, they got some nice weapons on offense. They do. Jonathan Taylor, you know, Woody, he went for over 1,400 yards, and he missed a couple of games last year. And then they got Pierce, Pittman, and Downs at receiver, all over 800 yards. Good group of wide receivers. I don't know, you put them in the elite status, but all good, solid guys. And then they added the big freak at tight end, Tyler Warren, tight end 6'6", 200. I didn't realize he's 6'6", Woody. That's a big, big dude. 260-pound guy. I'm sure he's going to be part of it. But the Colts defense is where this team needs to absolutely get everything going. It was a bad defense last year. Nothing against Xavier Howard, who will probably start a cornerback in this game for him. 32, did not play last year. You got to get after him. With what we have, I know he's a smart player. He's had a great career. He had a great career with Miami Dolphins. Would not be surprised if he's a Ring of Honor guy someday, would he? 29 picks, maybe, down the road, comes back here. Everything settles down a little bit, and wouldn't be surprised, but he's at the end of the career of his career. You need to get after him in that secondary. So, hey, speaking of that, we got Mike McDaniel expected to join us here in the 6 o'clock hour. A little bit later on, we'll talk to Coach and get going. I got to tell you, yesterday, Woody, I don't know if we have it, Tyreek Hill just kind of dropped the mic on everything. Everybody worried about Tyreek Hill. Everybody worried about Tyreek Hill not being a captain. How was he going to respond to that? How was he going to react? And came out yesterday, man. His stuff was great. It's about the team. I don't need a title to be able to lead. I'm going to push the standard, which Coach and these guys are pushing, meaning the captains in the locker room. I'm going to be part of it. I'm going to bust my tail and help this team win games. This is our opportunity right now to win. So I thought, hey, man, this is this stuff. You want to hear some of it right now.
Here's the not being a captain, how do you take that?
Well, at the end of the day, I feel like it's about the team, and I don't need a title to be able to lead. I'm going to continue to push the standard, you know, what Coach and these guys are pushing in the locker room. And I've always been a guy that led by example. So captain thing is great, but like I say, I'm gonna continue to do the small things, man, which is work hard, show up each and every day, and bust my tail for this team and try to win games.
Wow. That's great. Hey man, you can't ask for more now, except you want to go out and see it. And we'll talk to Mike about this, but he and that group of guys, I got a pretty good idea what the answer is going to be about getting this passing game going down the field that disappeared last year and was so good in 22 and 23 with all the explosive plays. It seemed like, oh, my God, two or three every half of a game, somebody was going 30 yards, 40 yards, 50 yards. It was incredible. And it was 2 years. And then last year, the running game stepped back. Pass protection concerns, and all of a sudden, a lot of those plays that were so successful just disappeared. Now, I know part of it is the way people play you, and more people are deep. I'm trying to work around not saying that thing, Woody. Trying not to say that thing. That thing that's been around a
I
long time.
I'm not. Up with different names for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's.
It's game week. We can
players playing deeper. Yeah, players playing deeper and get them back in the game so that we can open up some stuff down the field. So anyway, yeah, man, it was good. Tyreek Hill, I felt like he was going to be okay with everything. Listen, man, everybody knows how good he is. The team knows how important he is. He knows how important he is to the team. Fans know. I think he understands this whole thing. He's 31 years old. Went out and ran a pair of 10 100 meters to remind everybody that he's still the fastest man in football. And he is, and he wants to have a big year. The 2,000 yard thing, whatever, man. Put your goals out there. I mean, I appreciate and respect guys want to put their goals out there. I'm not worried about that, but I know that he is, he's got to get back and we got to get some big plays. You realize after that 80 yarder in the first game of the season, we didn't have anything close to that with him after that. And so we got to get that part going again. But this is a game, man. This is a very winnable game with this Dolphins team as it's kind of come together here towards the last couple weeks and what they've added and what they have. And here we go. Here we go. Getting set. We got a lot of other news to get to that we'll hit during the show. I got to tell you, folks, the NBA season is still a month or two away, but they got some big problems. NBA has a big potential problem in L.A. with Clippers' wealthy owner. Yeah, I didn't just call him owner. One of the wealthiest owners in professional sports, Steve Ballmer, and this Kawhi Leonard, $28 million, what they call the no-show job. Now, those, by the way, were very common when I was going to college. The better players had jobs at school. And I always like to tell this story. So my roommate at the time came in. His name was John Paul Jones. Guy was phenomenal, man. Great get. Everybody in the country wanted him. Out of MIDI, we called it Itty MIDI. We had all kinds of, we put the S in there too. Itty Bitty MIDI. It's a private school down in San Jose. We'll tell Bo. Bo will know. I think Bo might have played. Milpitas might have played him. And down by his neck of the woods. But anyway, he came in. He's really good right off the bat, man. He's playing with Chuck Muncy. He and Chuck Muncy in the same backfield. And of course, Chuck Muncy was just phenomenal. Went on and had a great career in the NFL too. But anyway, so our first year, he goes, "Hey, man, what did you get your first summer job down here?" I go, "Oh, man, my job, I'm glad to have it, but I actually got, I'm going to be in a car dealership and they're going to teach me some stuff, but like, I got to work here." I go, "What are you doing?" He goes, "They got me doing a job." I used to think it was all fake. He said, "Oh, they got me a job at, up by the fields." I go, what do you mean? At Memorial Stadium?" He goes, "Yeah." He said, "They just said, show up a little bit and talk to the guys. And then, you know, I could go work out and I'm done for the day." I go, "What?" So those jobs did, you know, exist, and they were around, and the better player you were, you know, you got all the good jobs around campus that, you know, the alumni kind of took care of you. But man, this one's a whole different level. A now bankrupt company paying Kawhi Leonard $28 million. Gee, that's a hell of a job. And by the way, I don't think anything's going to happen to Steve Ballmer. He's not going to lose. I'm going to be shocked if he loses the team. And they're going to spank him with this big fine. They might suspend him for a little bit, which would hurt him because he loves his Clippers arena and his team that he has and he's put together. But paying a fine of $7.5 million or whatever they're going to fine him, it's going to be chump change. The guy's one of the wealthiest men in the world. And then on top of that, what, are they going to take draft picks? Okay. Okay. Long as I'm there, man. Long as I'm there. So, but this is a weird one, man. This was a really weird, sleazy. And I always love, like, to me, Ballmer's got a lot of good people around him, so he knows everything's going on. I'm not saying he does directly, but he's got a lot of gophers that are reporting back to him, telling him what's going on. Hey, they know the deals their guys have, and they know the sponsors, and Ballmer seems to look like he's pretty active and shaking hands with people that are given to the Clippers. So I have trouble believing that he's innocent in all of this. And sometimes, again, man, when you have that much money, you can F you people a little bit. And this might have been a little F you. If we get caught, we get caught. So what? Anyway, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. First night of the National Football League tonight. Cowboys at Philadelphia. Woody, good game or not? Does this feel like a little bit of a blowout, or does this feel like a close game?
Man, I don't know. I think Dallas is going to hang in there. I really do.
Okay.
I think this will be a much, much more competitive game than people think.
So the Eagles are, of course, are downplaying the whole celebration because Thursday night's their big celebration.
Take the field or something.
Yeah, we're not. We don't want to be part of this and mess with it. It's a big game. It's an NFC East game. And
what's the deal with that, man? Like, if I don't know. Don't you celebrate that?
In football, there's always been this thing. When you celebrate, then you're not focused on the team you're playing. I'm just telling you.
On ring night, in every sport, right?
That'd have been a Don Shula special too, man.
Dolphins win a Super Bowl. They can watch the banner. They can lose as many games as they want the next season.
I'm just telling you. I'm guessing that when Don Shula when that first game did not want to celebrate or any celebration or any videos running of what they did from the past year. It was over. It was done. And that sucker was he was zoned in on game one, man. All right. Hey, we got Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and Low T. All my brothers out there getting up early this morning. I know how this works. We get a little bit older. We can't sleep as much. Or you're a coach and you just get up at 3 a.m. I just want to let you know, it starts happening to men in their late 30s and 40s and you know, going to Atlantic Men's Clinic now for a year and a couple of months. I see a lot of young guys in there. It kind of makes me feel good when I go in and realize that I'm not the only one dealing with low T and ED. And I will tell you, man, you know when you have it. Oh, yeah. When you start to change and all of a sudden you snap about things you never used to snap about, your energy level, have you noticed you're just tired and used to fight through it and now you just go home and you sleep? You just go taking naps and then you got people around you making excuses for it. God, I love my wife. She makes, oh, you're just tired from this and that. And I'm like, no, I want to be more active. I know I'm in my 60s. I want to be more active. And then the sex drive, the ED thing with sex drive. Oh, boy. When that's gone, it happens to every guy out there sooner or later. You're dealing with low T and ED. Every man. It hits every guy. Nobody gets a hall pass from low T and ED. And here's the great news. When you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic, the only place to go, a lot of places out there, they are the only place to go. You get the T, the PSA test. You meet with their professionals. And I mean a great staff. They have 7 locations in South Florida to serve you. You get all the testing done. They're going to put you on a program. You decide if you want to go with it or not. But I figure since you're down there, you probably want to make a run at it. You're going to start. The number one question I get asked all the time is how long before it kicks in? Fast. It starts working. Within a few weeks, your energy level starts feeling great again. Your sex drive, the whole deal. 7 locations. Like I said, the brand new one in Hollywood is spectacular. Call them today and set up that first appointment, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com for more information. All right, Woody, thank you so much. And Mike McDaniel, head coach of the Dolphins, will join us this morning. And in the 6 o'clock hour, by the way, if you're up early. And we'll talk to him, get ready here for the Colts and Dolphins game. And just talk about everything's been going on, man, with this team, starting with his number one priority, and that was to get this thing right before you go on the football field and get the culture set and get guys buying in and playing together and the whole thing. Better attitude, better focus on the football field. The practices were a lot better. Looked more physical to me, and I wasn't some of the practices on the road, but Bo, who will join us later in the show, said that they got after pretty good, including I thought maybe the best thing he did. I loved practicing against Detroit. Coach knew his team needed that, needed to play. He knows exactly how Dan Campbell practices up there and goes about his business and wanted his team to see it. And so it was good work. It was. So anyway, besides all that, we'll have, and of course, we've got the start of the season tonight, Cowboys at Philadelphia. I just felt like this offseason, man, was just flying. It is amazing, though, for me, compared to all the other sports, that people yesterday and the last few days going, man, I'm so glad this NFL thing. My guy at Dunkin' Donut, my friend Kyle at Dunkin' Donut, my 4 a.m. guy, God bless that kid. He gets up early. He says, oh, man, I am jacked. And he likes every sport in town. He's a Dunkin' Donut sports junkie. So I said, man, you're in a good mood this morning for 4 o'clock. He goes, yeah, man. He goes, this NFL, it's here, man. He goes, I get more excited about the NFL than anything, just having those games back. And I go, well, it's rolling. And the league knows how to do it, man. They usually give you right from the start of the season. Christmas now, Thanksgiving, they try to get good matchups, man. They try, and if that means they abuse some of the better teams a little bit, remember what they did to Kansas City? Didn't Kansas City play like 5 different days of the week last year? They're like, okay, we'll just keep winning. But yeah, that was impressive. And yeah, so here we go, folks. And fantasy football teams, I'm guessing, are done or are real close to being done. If not, what, Woody, they all got to be in by today. Going to have a fantasy football lunch somewhere today, luncheon.
I think most people are done by now.
I think everybody's got their
team. We had ours last night here at the station one.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Boy, you guys went right down to the wire on that.
Yep. Solana made it happen last minute there.
How many teams you have in?
There's 12. You didn't get the nod, but
I.
They asked. I said, I don't think you'd be interested.
No, I'm going to keep that streak alive. I did the one team with you, and that was a disaster.
Yeah.
I put the money up. And
you got in late. I think I won the next year after that. You got in late.
Yeah, well, you're apparently better when you're by yourself.
You got a good team this year if you want to buy in.
No, I don't. Right. I don't want to buy into your team.
This is it.
No, or no one else. No. I want you guys to enjoy it. Last thing I want to do is live and die watching a friggin' game in the fourth quarter to see if my receivers catch a couple extra passes to get me a few extra points.
Well, the good news is I have like four teams now, so basically every player in the league I have on my one.
You
of my
are,
teams.
Please tell me you're not in four fantasy football teams.
It was almost five.
How do you fall? One time you're rooting for a guy, and the next you're not.
It's not a good situation. Usually now I just root for whoever I have on Hard Rock.
It's just
too much.
I every year we do this and
we're gotten out of hand, man.
Well, the fantasy football thing has blown up and it's been so good for the NFL. So it's not a negative. It's been great.
Yeah, but gambling's better for them, I think, right?
All right. So gambling's not going away either. No,
with that.
Hard Rock app, by the way, there's another group that's very excited with the NFL season ready to go. And overs and unders and point spreads and everything else that parlays and everything we're gonna see jumping here. Starting tonight with all your favorite games, including not just tonight, but tomorrow, Kansas City. How about that? How about the NFL even messing with high school football? You know, Friday night belongs to high school football, man. It's one night you go out in your community and, hey, I want to go. I hear this team's pretty good. I'm going to go out and watch them, man. By the way, not that it matters today. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Chaminade and American Heritage Plantation Implantation play tomorrow night. Dia Bell, Rajah Bell's son, one of the top quarterbacks in the country. Chaminade absolutely loaded with one of the best running backs in the country. That's going to be a fun one. Hey, we're going to go to break. We come back. Mike McDaniel's going to join us. So I just want to take a moment, tell you about Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Talk to the CEO and president, Chev, over there, and he said, hey, Joe, man, I know it's hurricane season. Supposed to be a rough September. Could be. You never know, man. Protect your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. They do it all. They used to just do the windows and doors, and people were asking, hey, man, we're going to start doing roofs. Got a whole bunch of great people for roofing. So if you got that old leaky roof, replace your old roof now, and you can pay us later. Loctite Impact offers highest quality roofing materials, lifetime warranty, plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm to hit. I don't know what's going to happen in September, but you need to protect your home. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. That's LoctiteImpact.com. Again, you can call them 954-500-LOCK. They got a great staff covering all of South Florida to answer all your questions. Check out Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.
It is time now out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Miami Dolphins set to hit the road week one against the Colts. Head coach Mike McDaniel joins us this morning. Coach, good morning, man, and thanks for coming on. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing awesome. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Hey, by the way, let's get in the mission accomplished first part. Just going to practices and being around the team a little bit, the team culture. I thought the practices, coach, were a lot better. Did you feel that same way overall?
I did. I think that it was a high priority. So yes. All things team. I feel people are intentionally working towards the appropriate goal collectively. So fired up. This is a cool spot because, you know, the week one You've put a ton of work in, you know, behind the scenes, so to speak, and really, you're trying to put the finishing touches on something you've been building for months now. So, and it's right around the corner, and you, you know, it's new for everyone. So it's always a fun time. But particularly this year is really exciting because people, play excited football. So far, we'll see what NFL Thursday has and how this practice looks.
So I got to ask you, because it always pops up, you named your six captains, by the way, all class acts and get it. I was kind of, and I think a lot of people are like, okay, how's Tyree going to take this? I think he probably knows he's not going to be a captain, but once it kicks in, and then yesterday he spoke to the media. I mean, coach, this guy, this is what I thought, man. He's all in on this. Did you have to talk to him after the captains were selected, explain and talk to him at all? Did you have a conversation with him?
Quite literally, I didn't even think to have a conversation with him. And I think that speaks to, you know, I anticipated his reaction because it was authentic and real. And I think the team, you know, maybe in years past, people had worries or maybe thoughts or opinions or were hoping. Like this team was eager to hear who the collective elected, and really just focus was on that. So I honestly did not think twice about it. The first time it came onto my radar was when I had a microphone in front of me at a podium.
Yeah.
And that was not at my house.
I figure you shut it down when you get home with the family. Yeah, there was no question there. Hey, go ahead,
Katie's
coach.
Katie's listening right now.
Oh, listen. Orville's finest right there. Orville, California, right next to Marysville, California. And always enjoy talking to that beautiful wife.
Yeah, how much do you guys talk?
I see her a little bit. I've seen her. Yeah. Not, I haven't seen her in Orville up there with, I did meet the family and stuff, Katie's family, but, I talked to her a little bit, but it's, you know, a lot of it has to do with your daughter and my grandson mostly, but yes.
Yeah, I'm getting jealous. You just don't talk to me much. So
yeah, right. Probably didn't really think you want to hear about what the old man has to say when she sees him. But, hey coach, I do want to ask you about this. Pretty cool that I this first time I've been doing this a long time, five rookies will either start or be in the rotation in this opener. You had mentioned a few months ago that this could happen, but they all look legit. They all really have had good camps.
No, I think there's a lot at work there. I think that, you know, ultimately, big picture, you're trying to, you know, be able to facilitate the acquisition and development of players. That's what it's all about. So, you know, I think that has to do with a lot of things. First and foremost, the individuals. Those are, you know, I could have a predictable feeling based on those unique individuals that have the appropriate skill set that it takes to not only, you know, be very good and you know, starter level type production, but you also have to be, you know, tough-minded and know that, you know, you're constantly getting corrected. And it's a very difficult thing for people to maintain confidence while getting corrected. But, you know, these guys seem to have a very good understanding of the point of coaching and development and seizing opportunities. They're very, you know, the veterans in the locker room and the leadership council and the captains, those guys really want to earn the respect. So I think it's a good collection of people working together, and coaches highly invested in those people to do that.
Coach, our fans and media members, we all get our favorites as something goes on, especially with a young guy. This Ollie Gordon coming on from starting at the bottom and because of injury, working his way up and watching him run in preseason. I could hear those pads up in the radio booth, Coach. Has he impressed you? And do you see him getting some carries in this first game?
Well, what I like, my favorite thing that I saw from Ollie was it was very obvious to me that it was important for him to earn his respect from his teammates. And you know, there were some times that, you know, I think he pushed himself, you know, to the credit of the locker room and, you know, the players that we have on the team, where he pushed himself to earn respect. He had plenty of, you know, growing moments during camp, but during the process, he kept coming to work with a spirit to get better. So watching him, you know, be a rookie that, you know, the guys regard and want to invest in themselves, I was very, very proud of that, to watch that, because that you have to walk before you can run. So for him to make plays on Sunday, he has to, you know, earn the respect and earn the trust of the teammates he's playing with, as he's one of 11. So, you know, I think he needs to have a good day. You know, the NFL work week and how you game plan. This is a new deal for all these guys. So, you know, he's kind of going to have a little effect on how many opportunities he gets by the way that he addresses the game plan. And, you know, if he throws spirals, because we're going to have him working on a lot of throws.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, I got to ask you, too. We get a lot here on the radio, especially during preseason with the backup quarterbacks playing so much. Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers, they go to practice. They see Quinn Ewers have great practices, or Zach have a good practice. Has that competition in your eyes, and I know one guy's got a lot of experience and got a lot of starts with the Jets and a former second overall pick, but is that competition, was it ever close to you by the way Quinn Ewers was throwing and getting more comfortable? It's always been clear cut that Zach's the second guy.
Well, I think there can be a couple things at play. You know, I think we drafted Quinn because we believe in him. And we signed Zach because we believe in him. And I think, you know, every roster spot is sacred in the National Football League. They're finite. And so, you know, theoretically, every player is competing not only with their position, but other positions on the team. That being said, you know, the best player, you know, is going to play. That's what we're in the business of. And, you know, I bring up and focus and feature competitions when, you know, when they're competitions, and there's a process to get to the point of, you know, it's one thing to play football in a preseason road stadium in the second half with no crowd noise. It's another thing to be a quarterback of a team handling a game plan, you know, doing all the things that it takes to lead a unit and a team. And so and that's, you know, again, we drafted Quinn for a reason. And you know, those things are always being measured. And, you know, when it's a competition, it's a competition, and we'll always play the best player. But you have to walk before you run as a rookie, specifically as a quarterback. I think I'm very happy with both their development within the offense, and I think they made us better. And that was our objective really the whole offseason.
Hey, Coach, and thanks again for spending some time with us. I know you got a lot of stuff going on. Just a couple more here. In 22 and 23, so many explosive plays. My God, it was so fun. It felt like it was about two or three a half of Waddle and Tyreek Hill down the field, deep crossing routes, you name it, corner routes, takeoffs, just great calls, one-on-ones, and did it. And last year, because of, well, a lot of different things, it didn't go as well. How do you get that back? How would you tell all of us, hey, we want to get back to that and use those two guys on the outside and get the most out of what they do best?
Well, I would say that if you really want to improve and as we obviously do, you have to put forth the work each and every day relentlessly, in the off season to build a team and to be able to be your best selves. You have to work within cohesion of, you know, you're one of 11 moving at once. So I think it's diligent work day in, day out. And so was very clear from the onset of the off-season program what it would look like to try to change outcomes, across the board, your statistical and win-loss, they play a part and aren't mutually exclusive. So that has been the theme, and that's where, you know, I'm confident in our team. It lies in quite literally the most mundane, boring soundbite you ever heard. daily work and without relent. And so you watch people and you coach them and you see their games evolve, and that's how you get better outcomes, more explosives, more points. All of that comes through guys working cohesion really expressing their talent through skills that are tied to other players so that they can be productive.
You know, having Austin Jackson back, this can be the first time the starting five's been together. Two new guards. But the upside, everybody seems really excited about this starting five that you have for the run game, as well as your pass protection, obviously. You feel better about potentially the things you can do in your running game inside and outside?
We've had a strong focus both in asset acquisition and firm coaching on both sides of the ball. Both lines. So that was a major point of the off season in terms of identifying and recognizing ways we could get better. And we felt like we had the opportunities and were able to get the appropriate players and had the appropriate coaches. So I'm expecting the line of scrimmage play work into a strength, which is a process that goes on each and every day as we try to run block and run defend, pass protect and pass rush against the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday on a Thursday.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, last one for you, Coach, and I'll let you go. This Darren Waller one is, I haven't seen anything like it. I mean, he was retired. He didn't do a lot in camp. How hard has it been, the timing? I know you're working them along slowly to get them ready and get them through this football season. Have you ever had a situation like this before as an assistant coach or a head coach for a guy that in his prime has been so talented?
I mean, I think each opportunity is unique to itself. This one's for sure unique. I see Darren as an asset added, and I don't, I'm looking at everything that he brings and what he brings to the team. And, you know, there's, an entire process of a team to develop, and these things take time. But I've never been worried about it because, we have a football team that's operating day in, day out. That has 68 other players, and I know he's really doing everything, really the whole, both Darren and the coaching staff and everybody involved is doing everything to get him ready to produce on Sundays. That's the whole point. So I'm just fired up for the work that has been done and the work that I see in the future. And, you know, I have a little more long vision patience, especially when I get the gift of a guy coming out of retirement to come play with us.
Yeah. No, listen, hey, you hit a lot of stuff and I really appreciate it. I could tell by practices and everything else, I felt a real urgency with this group of guys and by your leaders of the team and your practices. I'm guessing you felt really good about everything. So, hey, I really appreciate you coming on, Coach. I know you got a lot of stuff going on, and we'll see you in a couple of days. Thank you.
Are you kidding me? It's my pleasure. Okay. Uh-huh. You know, there's a lot of people sitting at home wishing they were sitting wherever I'm sitting talking to you right now.
Mike, thank you, man. I appreciate it. You take care of yourself. Have a good one.
All right.
Mike McDaniel, join us, head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Talk a little bit about the team and getting ready for Sunday. Today, obviously, one of the big practices of the week as well, Wednesday and Thursday, before you start to slow it down a little bit, get a little closer to that Sunday date. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. But before we do, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. It's truck month at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Wherever you're headed, man, right now you're a truck person. You make a living out of that truck, or you're just a truck man that loves the family and that big truck as well. Listen, truck month means it's a great time at your South Florida Chevy dealers to get great offers that are going on right now. And for you this month to get on out to a Chevy dealer, 14 of them throughout South Florida, and pick out a truck that's perfect for you. Let's talk about the Durable Colorado with its standard Turbo Max engine and impressive torque. You'll get aggressive off-road capability for everything you could ever need here in South Florida. Silverado 1500 is always ready, steady, and strong, delivering all the power you will ever need on workday, whether it's 5, 6, 7 days a week you work. That's how you make a living, and you need a truck that's as durable as you are, even a weekend warrior, we got it for you. And how about the Silverado HD? You can feel confident and command, and no matter what the task is, we got you, man. Legendary horsepower and one of the hardest working beds in the business. You get some time. Stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. We got a truck absolutely perfect for your lifestyle with great deals going on all over South Florida right now.